Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tadman. Now time to talk a little bit about the ACCHS football team. We're joined by the head coach and Cody Techmeyer. It's brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, you guys bounced back last week after that week two loss, Jefferson County North. You get a win over Oskaloosa 26-20. Certainly hard fought. What were a few takeaways from that win?
Like you said, definitely a huge win. Big time bounce back after a pretty rough showing the week before. Oski's a good team. They were a lot better on the game, you know, on the field than they were on film. Their game plan changed when they came against us compared to what they did the week before. We fought hard. We did a lot of things. It was definitely a grind out. You know, the team that was going to make the least amount of mistakes was going to win, and that's exactly what happened. We did a lot of little things right, and, you know, kind of going back watching film, we didn't play as bad as I thought we did up front. You know, we did a decent job up front. Our backs just got to do a little better job of trusting each other and getting downfield.
Well, you talk about the guys up front, you know, the rushing attack, certainly the key offensively, although there wasn't a ton of yards, you know, scattered throughout the course of that game, but Justin Vesser led the way. He had 119 yards and a touchdown on just 14 carries, so he was certainly efficient. What'd you like about his game?
We just kind of kept at it. You know, like I said, in the first half, it was pretty, I thought we were averaging about 2 yards a carry. It just seemed that way as the first half went on. Then he finally found a gap. We called a little counterplay. He found a gap and took it to the house, and that was a big run. I think he went 76 yards or something of that nature. But we just, you know, I really didn't realize how much I ran those two in the backfield until I started watching film and doing stats. And, I mean, like you said, Justin had 14, 15 carries, and Easton had about 20. You know, we just kept, I was convinced that we are very capable of doing this, and we've got to be consistent with it, and we went at it. I thought Caden Burns played a pretty good game. You know, he for the first time in a couple weeks, you know, kind of dropped back and hit some passes and got a little confidence there, and that helped open some stuff up once we were able to hit those little crossing routes.
Well, it's kind of now a new point in the season with district play underway. Do you stress it a little bit more to the kids throughout the course of practice, the importance of these games, or is it just another, you know, week as usual and nothing really changes for you?
In all reality, I kind of teach that every week is a playoff game. You know, we take it 1 week at a time. I don't want the boys looking ahead. You know, if somebody says something about Silver Lake, you know, I don't, at this point in this season, I don't care about Silver Lake. We are focused right now on what's ahead of us this week. You know, we can't win a game in 2 weeks if we don't win our game in the week we're in. So every week is a playoff game. You know, we kind of got that little wake-up call with JCN, and practice that week was not very good, and it was kind of a learning lesson. And moving forward, we have to take every day serious if we want to be here and we want to compete. We've got to get better every single day, and then that's what our focus is. You know, this week we're on Rossville, and that is what our 100% focus has been on.
And do you feel like the guys have done a pretty good job since that 1 week against JCN? Do you feel like they have bounced back since then and had a different focus like you wanted them to?
Last week was much better. You know, like I said, that week against JCN was just kind of a, we won our week one game. We're just kind of out here. Things are going to be easy. Like I said, it was a wake-up call. So we kind of got a little more focused and we're doing a little things right. A lot more of the little things right, I should say. Maybe not all of them yet, but we are making progress. You know, going into Rossville this week, it's JV game Monday, kind of takes away from practice a lot. But we did watch some film and see what we did. And, you know, watching that film, it's little things that we are doing wrong. You know, a guy goes the wrong way here or there, and those things are easily fixable. It's just a matter of being focused at practice and listening when somebody's talking to us and not talking amongst each other. And last week was better, and I think this week, you know, we're off to a good start anyway, and hopefully that continues through the week.
A couple more questions here, and let's talk about Rossville, of course, the opponent for this week, that first district game. You know, they've had a pretty tough schedule here through the first 3 weeks. They played 3A number 3 Hayden last week. Hayden was able to get that win 49-23. Second straight year that Rossville's lost two of their first three games, but can't really look at it that way. Certainly always a powerhouse and certainly one of the bigger names across the state. But specifically here in 2023, what do you see? What do you know? What can you expect from Rossville this week?
You know, like you said, Rossville's Rossville. They're consistently good every year. I do know they lost a few guys from last year's squad, but, you know, a team like that doesn't rebuild. They just reload. I know their quarterback, watching film, their quarterback's a pretty good ball player. He gets downfield pretty quick. He's got a good arm. Their receiving core is very athletic. They know what to do with the ball when they get it. You know, they're just good at what they do. They don't run a ton of stuff. It's a lot of the same concepts, kind of like we do. We don't run a lot of plays. It's just a lot of same plays, kind of a different look kind of thing. And they're just very good at what they do. They're going to be big and physical up front. And their backfield's going to get downhill, and we got to be ready to meet that downhill and meet them in the hole instead of waiting for them to come to us.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys. What's it going to take, obviously, to get district play started off on the right foot, get a win at home on Friday against Rossville?
Obviously, limit our turnovers, which we've done a pretty good job with this year. I do believe the only turnovers we have are on downs, and that's from myself making a decision to go for it. We probably should punt. But, you know, we got to take care of the ball. We got to tackle well. There was a series last week where we just kind of forgot what tackling was, and we gave up an easy touchdown. So we've got just those little things every week. Just get off the ball. We're preaching that here on our offensive and defensive line. Those guys have got to control the line of scrimmage like we know they're capable. And then backfield just got to find a hole and get north and south as fast as they can and take care of the ball, and we should be fine.
There it is, ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer joining us. A 2A District 3 matchup because Rossville travels to ACCHS. Should be a good one on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.